Back here with the 4x200-meter relay team for Penley Christian, and I should say the runner-up 4x200-meter relay team. We got to talk to some familiar faces, a new face that we have not gotten a chance to catch up with this year, which I'm excited to catch up with her in a second. But Rachel, opening off that first leg and being able to lead off the runner-up finish here in the state, how exciting was that to just be able to get off to a good start and help the squad finish strong here at the Drake Relays?
Yeah, you know, I've always taken, like, starting as a very important role. You know, you can't false start, and that's one a specific role that the starter has. So it's just very important for me to get out, make up the stagger, make it so that I put my teammates in a good position so they can run their best race, and that we put pressure on the other girls. And I feel like that is something that these girls have really helped me to do, because I just have so much confidence in them that if I give it to them, they'll run away with it.
And secondly, that was Bailey Voss. Bailey, coming off of finishing off the Sprint Medley Drake Relays Championship earlier today, been able to take second place here in the 4x2, just has to continue to build the confidence of this team and where they could truly reach later on this season, and even here at the remaining events of the Drake Relays, knowing that you've had two very strong finishes here on Friday at the Relays.
I think it's comforting just have two races under our belt and everything, and also to see what God is capable of doing through us. And it's a really unique opportunity that we get to glorify Him and have fun with some amazing teammates. We get to have really close bonds with the teammates. So I think just going throughout the day, we have confidence that we can race and we can compete, and also confidence in who our hope and trust is in. And I think that's a really beautiful part of this event.
And Amaya Agri, the third leg of that. We haven't had a chance to catch up yet this year, but overall, I mean, you saw the excitement of the events earlier today with winning that Sprint Medley team. Now you come in, you're able to finish top two, finish on the podium of, you know, the 4x2. How exciting is that to be able to come in here, step into an event like this, be able to perform as well as you guys were able to perform in the 4x2.
Mm-hmm. I think that the excitement was built just watching these girls compete already, coming out and just making sure that I was warming up properly so I wouldn't let these girls down. But just so much obviously excitement, happiness, a little bit of stress relief running this finally, and just finishing in such a good place, knowing that we are capable of so much and that God's given us this capability. And I just love each and every one of these girls, and I can't wait to watch them compete more.
I got to ask, too, because you mentioned the warm-up process. It was a little wait there for you before you got to actually get warmed up, get running there. What was that like, just trying to stay warm throughout the morning? Because it's not been the warmest of Tuesdays, or Fridays, excuse me.
Yeah, I added maybe two or three layers onto my body while I was watching these girls. But I ended up warming up maybe an hour and a half early, and it took that whole time to finally just get warm. So, yeah, it was a very long process, but so worth it.
Absolutely. And Meredith didn't like running the final leg of that 4x200-meter relay. We talked about it earlier, winning the sprint medley and being able to bring home that second place finish. It was a tight race down the stretch there as well. What's going through your mind down that final stretch as you try to just gain every position possible down the stretch and trying to capture that title and end up taking second?
Right. I mean, I saw Maya coming in so fast, and I was like, I think we can get second. So we just went out and did that, and it was just such a joyous time. I just love all these girls so much, and the position they put me in is just truly incredible. I could not be more grateful that I have the easy job.
Girls, appreciate the time as always. Again, congratulations on taking second in the 4x200-meter relay, and looking forward to more success for the Eagles girls track and field team here at the Drake Relays to come.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Rachel Kegmerinsky, Bailey Voss, Amaya Agri, and Meredith Wyke at the Penley Christian Girls Track and Field Team here at the Drake Relays on KNIA and KRLS.